The Hoist would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, on whose unceded land we are on today. We respectfully acknowledge their ancestors and elders, past, present, and emerging.
So today, Phoebe and Joey, the two people of the Project Two People, are joining me for a chat. Thank you both for coming onto The Hoist, and congratulations on the release of your second album. It is called Second Body, and it was released last Friday, so very exciting. I will say it definitely feels like a very intentional balance of like minimal and maximal sounds. At moments, it's extremely groove friendly, and then at others, it's this very raw and evocative listening experience. And you've also said that First Body, your debut album, it was more of an exploration of experimental DIY sounds, whereas Second Body is much more deliberate and assertive. So with that said, what have you noticed about the creative processes since developing First Body, and what have you embraced more in the production process of Second Body?
Thanks for having a listen. And yes, sounds like a lot of our intentions came across in the songs, which is very I think probably the biggest difference or the biggest contrast between the two bodies of work for us was the process and the way that we went into the songwriting was very different. So the first record was, we would have a bit more of a rough idea and then started to record and work on it in a production sense, maybe before the song was fully fleshed out. And there was a lot more sort of like, it was a lot looser and a lot more experimentation, as you said. Whereas I think our overall approach and energy going into this one was like, we were quite frustrated by how long that took last time and how so many parts of that process were very tedious. And, from the recording side, so our whole approach was really to make this album way more concise and to get to the point a lot quicker. Which meant, in terms of songwriting, it meant making the songs complete before recording them. So we wanted to be able to play the songs in like a traditional sense, you know, sit down on a piano and for it to come across in that setting, just simply because we thought it would make for a better song at the end of the day. So we actually did everything pretty quickly. And it was like a hard and fast kind of approach. We took just a limited bunch of gear away to a little cabin and bunkered down for a couple of weeks and, came out with an album, basically.
So you said that you moved quite quickly with this album and you sort of trusted your ideas and ran with them, it sounds like. How do you flesh out an idea in such a short span of time? And how do you even know, like, if a song is finished?
Yeah, it's really tricky. I mean, I think for this record especially, we tried to just put some limits on ourselves in terms of, like, you know, trying to write a song in a day and, like, things like that. So it meant that we sort of had to, like, leave that part of our brains that's really like critical and overthinking things behind, and we just had to like go with things, which in the end was actually a really nice way to do it. Things came together kind of quickly, and things happened where initially we'd be trying something and it might have felt a bit, you know, oh, is this any good? And then we get to the end of the day and things would turn out really, really nicely. We just sort of pushed through that period of like judging things a bit too harshly. I think that was a really nice way that we approached it this time around.
Yeah, it's funny, like when you ask about how do you know when that idea is kind of done, or I think a lot of it just comes down to instinct for us. And we can have like maybe it would sound kind of loose and rough to someone else, I don't know, but just feels like when the identity of the song is there, and often, you know, lyrics and melody and chords are a big part of that, but it's like if the feeling's there and if it's really capturing what it's meant to capture, then it feels like there's something really exciting about getting to a song to that point, rather than getting it kind of half baked and then starting to produce it, which is tempting. You know, it's a really tempting thing to do, but we sort of tried to refrain from doing it this time around.
Good on you. Yeah, it sounds very, I think I used this word already, but it sounds very intentional, sort of like you knew what you were trying to say. And I feel like it really came across in the album. I've really liked listening to it. I was going to say Dream Stefan is my favorite song on the album, and it's the first song. And you've also described it as the centerpiece of the record. Is that in terms of like sound or inspiration or, yeah, I don't know. And I guess as well, I think, when does it become clear that inspiration is an idea worth exploring?
I think, yeah, to your first question, I think the Dream Stefan really, it does sum up the sound of the record in a really good way. But I think it also is about what you were talking about with the intention behind the record. We really wanted to do things that were concise and kind of to the point. And I think that song really does that in a good way. And when we wrote that tune, we kind of all came together and we were like, oh, okay, yeah, this is how this record's going to be. And I think that, yeah, that really nicely. What was the second part of your question again? Sorry.
I did sort of dual up two questions. I guess, when does it become clear that inspiration is an idea worth exploring? Like, how do you sort of know? Like, you get a little, yeah. I remember I read something, Phoebe, you said that the lyrics were inspired by like freaky dreams. Like, how do you know that's like worth exploring or like building a song off?
I mean, I think that in terms of lyrics, which is probably the part of that question that I would like to, is just that when there's, say, an idea or a source of inspiration, if that gives me a big enough feeling, you know, usually if I don't understand it fully, then I feel like it's worth exploring. If there's an inspiration that I do understand completely and it's crystal clear, I probably wouldn't bother.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot to do with the how undefined it is, or like the mystery behind it, which, you know, in relation to Dream Stefan was like, I just wasn't coping at all with these dreams I was having. I was like, this is way too much for me, and it's way bigger than me. And part of the process for me to cope with, understand that, was to, because sometimes they just aren't words. And, you know, I think for that song, the feeling that I get when I listen to that song, and when that all came together and we were like, holy shit, the chorus is just one note, the whole song's one note, this is madness. it was like the perfect, it really perfectly captured how eerie and exciting that part of my brain is, and scary at the same time. It's like kind of empowering. I don't know. It was just, something to do with defining something that isn't yet lyrically or sound, I guess.
Yeah, right. And to talk about the production of the record, you did collaborate with Simon Lamb, who's also one half of Clo, a brilliant project as well. I saw a recent Instagram post where you guys had sort of dedicated to his efforts on the album. How did you guys get involved in the project with him, and what was it like working with him in the studio?
It's great.
We knew that we wanted to get someone out to help us produce it early on. That was kind of just a part of the whole, you know, wanting to have someone with another ear who could help us edit things down and, you know, hear things that we couldn't. So we wanted to get someone on, and we had known him because we have the same managers. So he was kind of around, and we kind of knew him, and we just thought he could be a really great option who would understand what we're trying to do and understand our sound. And we didn't know how it would go or anything, but yeah, got him on and it went really, really well. And and he was really, really, really respectful of our sound and the things that we'd done before, and didn't, you know, put too much of himself in it or anything, but definitely added a lot to the record that, yeah, I think has made it a really, a better record, really.
Cool. That's how you know you've got a good producer, hey?
Yeah.
You guys have recently done some pretty cool things to celebrate the release. You've gotten tattoos on your arms of the release date. You've done a cover art competition on Instagram. That's pretty cool. Have you done anything else? I mean, I know it's sort of lockdown at the moment, so there's not that many fun things to do, but have you done anything fun to celebrate?
We did play a virtual.
That's right. Yeah.
See that. Sweet. We've got something coming, actually. It's up our sleeve. We're gonna do like a bit of a album stream for the launch. Mm-hmm. And we encountered all these wild technical difficulties, yeah, and YouTube thought we were copywriting ourselves, and it was just mad. So we're gonna put that little surprise out very soon.
And cool.
That was, yeah, probably our way of like marking the moment and really celebrating the album. And it's hard to do. It's hard to feel like it's a moment when you're on your own, just sort of like staring at the screen. But yeah, I think that was probably the closest we got. So it'll be out very soon.
Stay tuned. Excellent. Now just for like a fun question, I guess. Do you have any recommendations for people in lockdown, any media, any creative media, like books, TV show, movies, anything that you've been sort of absorbing or really enjoying that you'd recommend for listeners to enjoy as well?
I asked a friend yesterday for a podcast because I had totally exhausted all my favorite albums and movies and, you know, books. And I had a really good listen to something last night. I think the podcast show is called, what's it called? Uno Memento.
Big search.
I just sat in the car and listened to this podcast because I thought, like, it's called Bliss and Grit.
Oh.
It's like, some of it's kind of weird and a lot of it's pretty spiritual, and, you know, there's that whole side. But it's these two women who discuss that sort of stuff. And they had someone on the show talking about the sort of bigger picture side of maybe what the world's going through and, some kind of like collective consciousness, which is worth focusing on maybe rather than just, you know, here's me stuck in my house and this is awful. I found it really interesting and some of the moments were really helpful.
But great. Yeah, it's nice when you find
that out. It's called Bliss and Grit.
Yeah, Bliss and Grit. It's nice when you find something that just sort of, aligns with a way of thinking that you want to steer yourself towards. It sounds like that's a very nice podcast. I'll check that out. I need to write that down.
It's like the opposite of the media, kind of, if you can.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it's a little less toxic than a lot of that stuff going on.
Okay, cool. A nice way to relax.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Phoebe and Joey, for having a chat with us on The Hoist. Up next, we've got our first track from the record. It is called Dream Stepping. Tune in.